Welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance conference call on the public finances and public debt report for the fourth quarter of 2012. We would like to remind our friends from the press that this call is off the record. Regarding the economic outlook, the evolution of the main economic indicators for Mexico suggest that during the fourth quarter of 2012, the growth pace of the Mexican economy accelerated compared to that observed in the third quarter. GDP is estimated to have grown by approximately 3.6% in real terms during the fourth quarter, which give us an estimation of around 4% for the year 2012, which we reported yesterday on the public finance report, and we will say in the press conference in about an hour and a half. During the fourth quarter of 2012, nominal non-oil exports grew by 9.6% in annual terms. In the period of October-November last year, industrial production and manufacturing sector grew at annual rates of 3.1% and 4.3% respectively. The economic expansion process also led to a significant job creation. In the fourth quarter of 2012, employment in the formal sector had an annual expansion of 699,000 workers. This implies that as of December 31st of the last year, the number of workers affiliated to the IMSS reached 15,901,000 people. By December 31st, 2012, inflation was 3.57%. This is 100 basis points lower than the figure registered in our last report of September, which was 4.77%. As of the end of December, stock market stood at 43,705 points, which implied an increase of 6.9% with respect to the end of September, and the exchange rate closed at 12.87 pesos per dollar. There was also significant expansion in credit. Total credit from commercial and development banks grew by 9.1% in real terms. Especially credit for consumption had an increase of 15.6% in real annual terms. With respect to public finances for 2012, the public balance registered a deficit of 403.6 billion pesos. If we exclude Pemex investment, the public deficit was 92.1 billion, which represented 0.6% of GDP. And this in line with the economic program for 2012, which was approved by Congress. Budgetary revenues of the public sector were higher in real terms by 3.3%, of which oil revenues increased 3.7% in real annual terms. The result of oil revenues was a combination of positive factors and negative factors for oil revenues. On the positive side, there was a significant increase in the price of the Mexican mixture of oil, and on the negative side for the oil revenues, we had a decrease in the price of natural gas of 31.8%, and a lower oil production platform of 0.2%, all in real annual terms. Revenues of public entities under direct budgetary control other than payments, and these are IMSS, ISSSTE, and the Electricity Commission, increased by 3.1% in real terms due to higher social security contributions and electricity sales. With respect to the program in the economic program for 2012, budgetary revenues were higher by 207 billion pesos. Windfall revenues, excess revenues, were distributed according to the provisions of the law, and all of them were assigned to the specific needs as stated in the law. During 2012, total public sector expenditures amounted to 3,923 billion pesos, amount 3.8% higher in real annual terms. Of these, the following are worth highlighting. Expenditures on economic and social development increased by 4.8% and 3.1% in real terms. Physical budgetary investment increased by 0.5% in real terms. Federal resources transfers to state and municipality through participaciones, aportaciones, and other transfers, increasing 1.9% in real terms. Although non-earmarked transfers to state decreased by 0.6% in real terms, All of those were covered by the rainy day fund of the state, the PAYEP, so states and municipalities didn't face any shortfall in revenues. Finally, pensions and retirement expenditures recorded a real annual increase of 6.5%, and the financial cost of the public sector increased by 7% in real annual terms. We will now turn to public debt, and I will pass the microphone to Oscar Vela, who is the Deputy Director of the Debt Management Office.
Thank you, Ernesto. Good morning to everyone. I will summarize in my remarks the main elements of the public credit strategy applied during 2012 and the main indicators of our current public debt portfolio. The public credit strategy followed during 2012 allowed to cover the financial needs of the federal government using a balance of internal and external debt to pursue low financing costs at a prudent level of risk throughout the whole year. The strategy was executed in full compliance with the debt ceilings that were authorized by Congress. In general, our public credit management helped to diversify access to financing and to keep strengthening the functioning of local debt markets. Regarding internal debt management, during 2012, our actions were focused on improving operational efficiency and price formation in the local government securities. And I would say that 78.9% of the net internal debt issuance during 2012 was obtained issuing long-term fixed-rate bonds investors and issuing inflation-indexed bonds. The use of syndicated options complemented the regular weekly options of government securities as an efficient channel for placement. There were a total of 4 syndicated options during the year, to which the federal government issued a total of 70 billion pesos and 2 billion in inflation-indexed currency, the acronym, of course, is UDIs. This is around 25% of our net internal issuance was done through syndicated options. The tenure of these issuances spans the whole yield curve in pesos. In February, we placed a 10-year bond. We captured 25 billion pesos, and the offering yield was 6.3%. In April, we placed a 30-year bond for 15 billion pesos with a yield of 7.46%, just as an example. Aside from the syndicated issuances and the regular weekly options, it is worth pointing out that in November, the federal government auctioned for the first time inflation index bond strips for a total of 225 million UDIs. The objective of issuing strips is to offer instruments whose cash flow and duration characteristics allow a more efficient portfolio management to some institutional investors, mainly pension funds and insurance companies. Regarding external debt, the public credit strategy pursued the strengthening of the federal government benchmark bonds to improve the terms and conditions and to diversify the investor base. There were 3 capital market issuances during the year for a total of $5 billion. We issued a 10-year bond for $2 billion in January with a yield of 3.71%, a 30-year bond for $2 billion in March with a yield of 4.84%, and we also went to the Japanese market and issued 80 billion yen in 2 tranches, one of 3 years and one of 5 years, with respective yields of 1.29% and 1.66%. Another operation that is worth mentioning and that is highlighted in our report is the liability management operation that was performed during the summer. In this one, we exchanged global bonds maturing between 2013 and 2040 for reopenings for our bonds of 2022, 2044, and the centennial bond. The exchanges involved a total of $2.2 billion and will help to bring more liquidity to our benchmark bonds and to smooth the profile of payments in time. I'll turn now to describe the highlight indicators of the year-end in our debt portfolio. And I would like to highlight the following. Regarding public debt levels, the stock of the federal government net debt at the end of the fourth quarter of the year is 26.5% of GDP. This is a change of only 0.9 percentage points with respect to the previous year. Of that figure, 80% is internal debt. The level of public sector's net debt is 32.6% of GDP, a change of 1.2 percentage points with respect to last year. And remember that this definition comprises, in addition to the debt of the federal government, the debt of public entities under direct budgetary control, this is PEMEX and CFE, and the debt of the development bank. The share of internal debt of the public sector is 70%. Now, the broadest measure of public debt in Mexico, the so-called historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirement, is 35.8% at the end of the year. This is a change of only half a point of GDP with respect to 2011, of which 74% is internal debt. And again, the overall net changes in debt levels and the debt stock are in line with the annual borrowing plan of 2012 and with the debt ceiling authorized by Congress. A couple of more indicators in our debt portfolio. Right now, 80.7% of internal debt is issued in securities at fixed rates, both nominal and real. The total average maturity of domestic debt is 8 years at the end of 2012. This is an increase from 7.6 years of average maturity at the end of 2011. The average maturity of our external market debt is 16.4 years, and this is an increase of 1.4 years with respect to 2011. It is worth mentioning that the results of all debt sustainability analysis conducted by the IMF in the Article 4 consultations and by other major credit agencies, and our own analysis here at the Ministry of Finance indicates that the debt dynamics of Mexico is stable and it will keep as such in the following years. Finally, I would just point out a couple of remarks that are included in our annual borrowing plan that we published last week. Just remember that for this administration, the consolidation of macroeconomic stability is a key priority for which a responsible use of public indebtedness is essential. The borrowing strategy for 2013 seeks to finance most of the federal government resource needs in the domestic market, favoring the issuance of medium and long-term securities, both nominal and indexed to inflation. Looking forward to continue extending the average life of domestic debt. In the external side, the strategy will be focused to use the international capital markets in an active way, trying to access these markets when financial conditions are considered favorable and when this helps to expand and diversify the investor base. We invite you to take a look at the borrowing plan and reach us if you have any questions. With this, I finish my remarks and get back to Ernesto. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oscar. And we're now ready and open for your questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. There are no questions.
We can wait for one more question. If there's another one, otherwise, thank you very much. I think... if there's another question, we still have a few minutes. We're open for the questions.
If you have a question, press star 1.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, and we'll remain open for questions through our email and all the information in the Ministry of Finance webpage, and see you in the next call conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.